Karzai says the U.S. must pull its troops out of rural areas right away and turn over security to Afghan forces a year earlier than scheduled. Reaction from the Obama administration.
The Obama administration insists there's nothing new to Karzai's statement.
We are all talking about the same thing, which is the Afghans increasingly taking the lead for their own security.
As to the statement from the Taliban that it's breaking off negotiations with the U.S., the State Department's Victoria Nuland says we'll have to wait and see whether that is representative of the entire group.
We still feel that if there is a process that can be supported, that we ought to do that. We remain prepared to continue these discussions.
Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
The government says it must try to convince more people to stop smoking with a new ad campaign.
Now I'm a double amputee, all from smoking.
One in five adults still light up, and Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says that's too many.
We hope these ads, based on the successful campaign in several states, will be a wake-up call for the smokers and potential smokers who are not yet aware of the enormous damage they may be doing to their health.
Gruesome photos in the ads, toes and limbs amputated, patients working on one lung, voice boxes removed, $54 million ad campaign. This unusually warm, dry winter means one beneficial thing: no real risk of devastation from floods, but it may also mean less water in the reservoirs.
Last year, half the country had an above-average risk of flooding, but limited snowfall this winter and lower soil moisture means no area of the country is at high risk of flooding for the first time in 4 years. Laura Fergione with the National Weather Service.
Most of the country has a normal to below normal risk of flooding, including the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic, Southeast, Upper Midwest, and the entire western U.S.
The only areas with an above-normal flood risk are the Ohio River Valley and the Gulf Coast. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
Republican Newt Gingrich tells people in Illinois America works best when control is local, not concentrated in Washington.
You cannot control this country from Washington, D.C., and you cannot run this country with bureaucracies.
The Illinois primary is next week. President Obama on the defense about historically high gasoline prices.
There's no silver bullet. Anybody who tells you otherwise isn't really looking for a solution. They're trying to ride the political wave of the moment.
The White House also denies any agreement to use emergency oil supplies to bring down prices temporarily. Oil prices today fell $3 a barrel on the very idea of it, but back up now to $105.34, down just 9 pennies. Wall Street, the Dow up 38 points, Nasdaq's gained 15. Police in Ogden, Utah say the driver looked a little young after crashing the minivan in the middle of the night. 8-year-old boy, who was not hurt, told police he had to take his 5-year-old little sister to the store. This is CBS News.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, and this is a pop quiz. What's the best way to find out what your auto policy covers? A, smash your car up and see how much your insurance pays, or B, talk to a highly trained farmer's agent and see if you have the coverage you want? The answer is B. Please don't attempt A. That's just crazy town.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a farmer's agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
The Home Depot has a 3-pack of pleated air filters for only $7.74, just $2.58 per filter. They're pleated to take more dust, dander, and allergens out of the air longer, just like premium filters. But at this low price, they'll take a little less out of your pocket. Keep your heating, air conditioning, and finances operating efficiently with a 3-pack of pleated air filters, just $7.74. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
A cold case closed. Missing boy found in Texas.
Police in the Houston area have cracked a puzzling 8-year-old kidnapping case.
I've been involved in law enforcement for about 36 years, and I've never seen anything quite like it.
The investigator Gary Cunningham says the child's former babysitter, long a suspect, is now under arrest.
Efforts are being made to positively identify him. We'll do that through DNA comparison.
The boy vanished when he was 8 months old in 2004. The suspect became a focus again when child welfare workers investigated a separate complaint about her last summer. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Santa Claus, lots of them, will be gathered this weekend in the Smoky Mountains resort town of Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Claus Fest 2012 expects about 300 Santas, Mrs. Clauses, and elves. And the parade on Saturday always draws a crowd. Next Tuesday, the Santa fashion show is expected to feature the color red, mostly. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HT Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HT Faces. Try it free today.
The Home Depot has a 3-pack of pleated air filters for only $7.74, just $2.58 per filter. They're pleated to take more dust, dander, and allergens out of the air longer, just like premium filters. But at this low price, they'll take a little less out of your pocket. Keep your heating, air conditioning, and finances operating efficiently with a 3-pack of pleated air filters, just $7.74. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Enjoy the sun, hon, because the sun's on the run. 4 days of rain anticipated, started tomorrow and through the weekend.
And now, here's Bill Binica.
That's right. Rain. Rain. It's raining up in here. All right, hi, you with Bill. This is Talker Sheep, your friends and neighbors network. I'm going to start saying something different about what I do here, because I'm going to start saying that this is Bill's news and commentary. Because we talk about the news, I comment on it. That's kind of what happens. Okay, but let me say this. We also have guests today. We have Mike Bush and Ali Seaman coming in because there's a big artsy thingy going on. It has to do with Botanical Garden and stuff downtown and everything. And Ali's from Frameworks. And so we're going to find out what's going on. All right, now, what else? Oh, this was an odd thing I read. I thought it was kind of odd, to tell you the truth. They're saying that Rick Santorum, having won the two southern races in Alabama, Mississippi, Rick Santorum is acting more presidential. Aha! The emperor has new clothes.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
Hey, all you Java lovers out there in Radio Land, it's a new year, and that means resolutions are made, and resolutions will be broken. I can tell you about a resolution that was made decades ago that's never been broken, and that's the folks at Slow Roasted Coffee. They made a vow to always keep their standards high, no matter what. That means you'll taste the difference for yourself when you drink Slow Roasted Coffee. That's because your friends at Slow Roasted Coffee continue to provide their loyal customers with the freshest, highest quality coffee priced right in order to earn your continued loyalty. In case you don't already know it, you can enjoy this fine Java at work. Just call Slow Roasted Coffee and let them know you'd like your workplace set up with hot brew pots and slow roasted coffee, which will, of course, perk up the staff. All puns intended. Slow Roasted Coffee, your neighbors and friends.
Friends and neighbors, neighbors and friends. There they are, right there. In Los Osos, cranking it out in Los Osos right there. And you know something about Slow Roasted Coffee? You know, they started in Los Osos, and then at some point they had to expand. They had to get a bigger building and everything. And so the option was, well, should we move closer to the freeway? You know, with a lot of businesses, that's part of what they think about as far as transportation. I mean, but Norm Galloway and then his son and daughter after him, they felt very dedicated to the town of Los Osos and said, we'll stay here. Well, that was kind of nice.
All right, let's do today, for gosh sakes, Billy. Let's find out what's going on this Thursday. We have a little bit of sunshine left, and then here's our flashback in history. There's not much going on for today. There's only one thing that happened on this day. It's not possible to imagine that March 15th. Anyway, highlight this on March 15th, 1985, the first international domain name, Symbolics.com, was registered by the Symbolics Computer Corporation of Massachusetts. The first domain name. And this is it right here. And I have a little Godfather fact. I think I'll do it right after I do this, too. On this date in 1972, The Godfather premiered in New York. So this is a big anniversary. So wait, I have a little fact here. I guess they're going to drag this out. I thought they were going to have all this 40 things you didn't know about The Godfather. I thought they maybe would, you know, give them all 40 at one time and I'd be done with it. But no, they're going to drag it out for 40 days and 40 nights, along with the rain we're supposed to get. So here's the deal right here. So here's, as Don Corleone commonly explains his idea of friendship for the Undertaker, Bonacera, the first nearly full-body shot of the Don reveals an unexpected guest, a gray and white cat, sitting in Marlon Brando's lap. The cat in Marlon's hands was not planned for. Director Francis Ford Coppola said later, "I saw the cat ran around the studio and took it in and put it in his hands without a word. Brando apparently loved children and animals, and it became part of the scene, but also nearly ruined the shots because when the sound crew listened to Brando's dialogue, they couldn't understand a word he was saying and feared they would have to use subtitles. The problem wasn't Brando, but the cat whose purring wrecked the sound. You can still hear it on the soundtrack." I don't know what they did to fix it, you know what I mean? I have no idea. Anyway, where's the cat now? That's what I want to know. The ugliest dog in the world just died. Where's the cat? Second. Let's do our birthdays then, because that's all we had, but that was it. Godfather. Born today, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 79. Singer Mike Love of the Beach Boys is 71. Actress Eva Longoria, who's had a kind of funny marriage thing herself, is 37. Let's say happy birthday to them and her to them and you a future birthday happy one.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henney. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
This reminder, Karen Vealey will be in tomorrow morning, tomorrow after midday, right here at this time. And we'll be talking about all things CalCoastNews.com for the week. But today, here's just the big story right here. When will it ever end? Complaints of sexual harassment against a Rio Grande police chief, Steve Annibale, and his former commander, John Huff, I think that's how I said, appear to mirror allegations two women made against them while they worked for the Breckenridge, Colorado Police Department, according to the 1998 and 2001 claims. Two Rio Grande female officers filed similar lawsuits last year, claiming the department is run under a culture of sexual discrimination and harassment. Problems began in Rio Grande, according to the lawsuits, when three female officers reported to their superiors in May of 2007 that Officer Barry Bridge was sexually harassing them. The women said Bridge would make offensive and demeaning remarks to them, and while Annibale offered Bridge a full retirement with no disciplinary action, city officials admonished the women for making the allegations in the first place, the lawsuit says. Oh, those women are causing so many problems today. About 10 years ago, two claims of discrimination and retaliation were filed against the city of Breckenridge by several female officers in his police department where Annibale served as chief. Women said, according to the claims, that they first took their concerns to Annibale, which they can attend resulted in him retaliating against them. City of Breckenridge settled the two suits for a total of $72,500. according to the Tribune. Before Anabella became chief in 2007, Steve Adams, a Royal Grand City manager, and Jim Lerner, a former San Luis Obispo police chief and private investigator, both performed background checks on Anabella, which failed to uncover the Breckenridge claims. About 3 months ago, private investigator and former San Luis Obispo police officer Mike Brenmer began looking into Anabella's past for a client and discovered the former sexual harassment suits and settlements. And right there, that's told me something I didn't know about San Luis Obispo already. There's two more private investigators. This town wasn't big enough for three private investigators years ago. There's just one. But now we have three, at least. Okay, and that's our big story from CalcoastNews.com today, and we'll get more information from Karen tomorrow.
CalcoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Right there, you're with Bill, Talking Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network, and Bill's News and Commentary. I got some news and some commentary to tell you right now. What the heck, are you kidding? That's my commentary, and here's the news. A salesman came in today and said, you'll never believe this, but I was going to go back to Kansas City by Amtrak here a year ago, a few months ago, and the price was $1,400 round trip. Still seems pricey no matter what. Anyway, but here's the next deal. So then he called because now his niece is going to get married, and he wanted to be at the wedding for his niece, you know, because she laid a big guilt trip on him. You know, it's a niece, for gosh sake. Anyway, he laid a big guilt trip on him, said, here you got to be. So anyhow, he called Amtrak, and the same exact circumstance, same arrangements are now. In case you're wondering, is anybody taking advantage of the rising gas prices by screwing people? The fare now to Kansas City round trip is $3,000. It doubled in a month. Americans are angry, I think. I think we're feeling like we're picked upon. I think we got the wars and stuff that don't seem right. We got gas prices that are kicking us in the butt, and we got other people ripping us off. And it's just, I think we're starting to feel a little bit morose, at the very least. Anger, I think, is the bigger thing. But anyway, it's kind of very strange stuff. All right. Other things are happening today in our world. Here's the story about the son that was found after 8 years, and he was just an infant when he was swiped by the babysitter, and we'll play that in half a minute.
Rewards. I now earn points however I travel.
Here's your hot towel, sir.
Oh, thanks. Even if I can't always fly the same airline.
Careful, it's very hot.
Or stay at the same hotel. Because now, with Expedia Rewards, I earn points for any flight and any hotel, too.
I'm known to do a little bit of skiing, so maybe.
Rewards any way I travel.
Earn points on any hotel and flight deal. Click here to learn more about this real-time offer only on Expedia.
The most difficult part is not being able to see him yet. Yeah. It's like I know he's here, I know he's okay, it's just I want to see him.
I think anyone would understand that.
My family is overjoyed right now. It's just hard to deal with all this in such a little bit of time.
I bet.
It's so hard. But I know if I be patient, then everything will be okay. I've been patient, and I've prayed, and everything is going good, so I'm going to keep doing it.
Fair enough. It has worked out so far, but my goodness, what a lot for a mother to go through. And now, yeah. Miguel has to be a different person now. He's almost end of his childhood. You missed his childhood. Aren't you angry about that?
Yeah. Yes, I am. I miss everything. I miss his first steps, words, miss everything.
How do you make that up to him? What do you tell him?
I don't even know how to make it up to him. I just know that I'm going to be here for him in every way. Any questions that he has, I will try my best to answer them.
Yeah. And what if he has positive feelings for Crystal? How do we deal with that?
Basically, I just work with him, go to a psychiatrist, and let him know that she was not the person who you believed her to be. And I am the person. I'm the one who made you, and I'm the one who's going to be there for you until I die.
If Crystal were here right now, if she were here right now, what would you say to her?
I don't even think I would say anything. I pity her right now.
You wouldn't want to throttle her?
Yeah, I probably want to fight her, but she will get hers in the end.
So there it is. The little guy was either 4 months or 8 months old. I forget which was. Anyway, but anyway, so here's the thing. The woman who was the babysitter that kidnapped this child 8 years ago, I mean, that's the mother he knows. No, he's going to look at this woman and go, who are you? You know, what a weird, terrible thing. I think, you know, it was striking me the other day. There was something I was reading about. I forget what it was. It had to do with missing children. And I thought to myself, there can't be a thing in the world that's harder. I just can't imagine anything harder. There's things as hard, I suppose, but harder than to have your child disappear. I don't know how you keep from going absolutely insane. I don't know how people do it. Anyway, okay, Bill, what do you have? What's happy news today? We got happy news. They don't print happy news. They don't do stories on the CNN about happy news. They don't care about that stuff. Let's see if we got anything. This is. I'm glad for the GI Joes. I'll tell you what. NATO to shift war in 2013 to Afghan. So they basically said, you know what, we are going to change this. It's not going to be 2014. It's going to be 2013. So we're going to get out of there next year. They had some interesting stuff here I want to share with you. Our editorial page was very interesting. And here's a man who I've always respected what he writes, and I've always enjoyed what he writes. I haven't always agreed with everything he writes, but that doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is Leonard Pitts, who's a Pulitzer Prize winner. I enjoy his column. I enjoy what he has to say. But today, I'm totally not with him on the whole thing. And what he's talking about is the fact that where is the outrage over the killing of a U.S. citizen? And, we're talking about Anwar al-Awlaki that, you know, had a missile fired into his lap. And so he was originally from New Mexico. And he's feeling like there should be more outrage over the killing of this U.S. citizen. And I don't know, maybe I think I'm part of the majority that says, don't think so. You know, the guy may not have officially given up his U.S. citizenship. I have no idea if he did or not. But he in essence did when he said, okay, I'm going to fight against America and I'm going to try to harm Americans. Well, I don't care if he's an American or not. You know, he joined a foreign force, a terrorist organization that wages war on the U.S. on a constant basis. I don't consider him in any way protected by the Constitution anymore. He's abdicated the Constitution. He said, I'm going to do this. Anyway, he's saying that we should be concerned about it. It's things I'm just thinking about. And I'm not concerned. I think the exact right thing happened, and I'm glad it did. He's glad it did, too, to tell you the truth. But he said, you know, but we should be concerned. But I'm not sure about that. Three people wrote today to the Tribune and said, Lon Allen, they all agree with Lon. But this was the thing that Bill said, you know, if you don't like the ads and you're going to write a column that says you don't like the ads that Carl's Jr. does, then you shouldn't be chomping on their burger. You know what I mean? Because they don't care if you don't. And I said this to you yesterday or the day before. They don't care if you don't like their ads, which they don't care. I'm telling you again, they don't care. They're all they care about is older people. Younger people are. So then they eat a hamburger after you're saying you don't like the ad. They're delighted. You're like a special bonus couple of bucks in the old till. Somebody's on the phone. Let's get to it. Hello?
I like that ad.
Well.
Of course, I got to be cool with Blondie's in the room.
Well, here's the thing, though. This is all their ads have been to say, I guess, you know, I know, to have. I don't know anymore that kids, you know, kids start watching porn on a computer when they're 14 now. So by the time you get to be 18 years old, 19, 20, which is the target audience of their ads.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that would be titillating to them. It's a woman in clothes. It's sweating. Who cares?
Yeah, but what a woman. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Really. Now, you know, I'm going to say something. They actually, and I'll say this in as genteel way as I can. They actually cut, I don't know how to say this, a half a second out of that commercial. And I noticed it. Because
yeah, me too. I missed it too.
Well, no, here's what it was.
Sorry.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they had at some point, how am I saying this so I don't sound like, I don't want to make it sound worse than it was. But at some point, she...
the most provocative half second of the whole thing.
But it really wasn't that provocative. The woman's eating a hamburger dressed.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Let me put it this way. She struck a pose in one part of this commercial that was, someone might say, suggestive. Okay, I'll go with that.
The whole commercial was very sensual.
Well, sensual, but it's not overtly so to me. But anyway, here's
I'm not sure what it had to do with
hamburger. They don't care about hamburger. They hamburger, just want the yeah. they want young people to look at that and say, "Dang,
don't
I
bother
gotta,
me." I'm eating thing was more was better for selling hamburgers, I think.
But you know what? They again, if you look at those ads, they were also provocative ads. They were also sometimes sensual ads. You know?
Yeah, they got obviously a target audience.
Yeah. So
I read that same column this morning, and his central point was the double standard of today's media. What if George Bush had done that? These people would be going out of their minds. That was his central point.
But George Bush had done what?
Killed Alawaki.
Eating a hamburger?
No, killing Alawaki.
Oh, we just all of a sudden changed...
well, that's what I was actually calling in about.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to dial the number, you know. You got up on, and I had a visual...
Here's the
image
thing.
Of,
I'm
yeah,
sorry,
you're
Carl's
about.
Jr. So, but here's the thing. The Alawaki thing is, I mean, I told you how I felt. I think that you abdicate your citizenship when you go and join a terrorist organization that's bent on destroying America.
He absolutely rated it.
Yeah. So I'd have no problem with it. And yet Leonard Pitts is saying we have to look deeper than all that at what American citizenship is. There's places where you should look very deeply at what American citizenship is or isn't and be concerned about it because we all have to be concerned about this stuff these days, but not him.
Yeah, I am not speaking in defense of the Obama administration, you understand.
No, I understand, but
have you ever read any of the books by Vince Flynn?
No.
Oh, good writer. His recurring person... His most iconic line is, "I didn't come here to arrest you."
Oh,
this is not good, is it?
I think that the American public as a mindset would, I think, generally agree with what was done. And
I think drones firing hellfire is a little too indiscriminate.
Not if you get the guy you're trying to get.
But on the other hand, you know, if I was a grunt, being asked to go up into the mountains and find them, I think that drones firing hellfire would be much better than that.
Well, yeah, and you know, I mean, look at how much time we spent searching for Bin Laden. It was decided that, you know, a hellfire missile wasn't going to take care of that. You'd have to drop, you know, a 2,000-pound bomb in that compound, which they didn't want to do. So they, you know, said, okay, we're going to send special forces in.
I had this little nagging thought that keeps reoccurring that I bet they didn't kill him. I bet he knows all about retention and all kinds of interesting stuff about our interrogation techniques. That was too valuable of a person to just off him.
I think
they took him with them.
But
you know, we don't want the ACLU demanding that they bring him to trial.
Well, now we're
now
we got a flip flop with the administration on this, and I'm really disappointed in it. You know, but we got it's in the middle of the political year, and it's like crap. Nothing's the same. Anything that was yesterday is not the same today, and it won't be the same tomorrow. And it's really a shame to me.
But both sides play that.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. And I think the Obama administration, they did it with the morning after pill. I was really disappointed in his attitude about that and his stance. And then this idea now that it's quite possible that some military detainees will be tried in civil court as opposed to military court, again, to me, is entirely wrong.
Talk about the boys in Gitmo?
Yeah, because it's the
totally
same.
Totally bogus.
It's the same
should
thing.
Should not. I don't know why they'd even consider that.
I don't either. It's like the guy that just shot all the people over in Afghanistan. It would be like saying, well, he should just have a regular civil court trial.
No, he'd have to go for a court martial, and I bet it's going to be one of the briefest court martials in history.
Oh, he's screwed.
They had me.
Well, here's what's interesting.
As a chaser for a guy that went into a court martial. He was in and out of that room in 3 minutes.
Yeah, these things don't normally last as long as as long as the thing with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson.
No.
To
mention, what did Jack Nicholson do that was wrong? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Yeah. You know the Godfather thing? We DVR'd that thing. The Godfather saga that was put together for cable, where the original director put it into chronological order. It's like 10 hours long or something, but because it's DVR, we can skip through the commercials. Man, that makes it a good movie. You know, it opens up with Don Corleone, I don't remember his last name, as a child watching his father, then his mother, be murdered. You know, that's the opener. And it ends up with Michael on the steps of the Basilica.
Oh, it was a great movie, no question about it. One and two were absolute winners.
Movie.
A lot of people thought number two was even better than number one, but everybody thought number three sucked.
Well, the backstory, yeah. And number three, what hasn't been included in the first, you know, there's four evenings of this thing, and what wasn't included in of number three is what the fourth thing was, and I skipped that.
Yeah, I thought the first two were done very well. I got to break because I got to take. I have a guest in the studio, and so I thank you for calling in, Big Gary.
You're welcome, Mr. Bill.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Now let me mention that our part of Talk is Cheap today is being brought to us in part by Swiss Dental Center, and Dr. Carol Phillips will look in your face and see if you got any teeth that need to be replaced, and you already know that. That's why you went there. And so go on the internet to SwissDentalCenter.com, and you can read all kinds of testimonials and things that people have said about it. And I'm going to say something here myself.
Dr. Carol Phillips invites you to the Swiss Dental Center to discuss the wonderful new possibilities to make your mouth look and work like it should. Teeth. They come, they go, they come again. And then when they go the second time, it's goodbye forever. There's nothing you can do about the aging process that starts the loss of your permanent teeth. It's a bummer. But now you have two choices, false teeth and bridges and the pasty goop necessary to make those objects try and cling to your gums and the roof of your mouth, or 21st century implants offered by Swiss Dental Center. Identical to the real teeth you've lost without any more problems. Imagine, Dr. Carol Phillips can make it possible to chew normally, to eat normally, to actually enjoy chewing and eating normally. If you have tooth loss for whatever reason, go to SwissDentalCenter.com and let others tell you what Dr. Carol Phillips has done to help their lives. Dr. Carol Phillips, the most experienced tooth implant specialist on the Central Coast. We may be getting older, but Swiss Dental Center can help us take a bite out of time.
Hey, psst. Yes, you. Look, we both know you've been dragged over the coals these last few months. Running, shopping, wrapping, eating, traveling, entertaining, cleaning. Whew, it's been crazy. Now we want you to do something for you. How's this sound? Slow County Local. A cozy, tucked away, elegant yet relaxed craftsman style inn with your own private hot tub. Secluded elegance mixed with divine peace and quiet for you and your partner. Sounds pretty great right about now, doesn't it? Well, the Avila Village Inn is great. And when you add in plentiful, relaxing, and healthy outdoor activities to go with your gentle slumbering, you and your partner are all set for a most beneficial quick trip to relaxation land. Now the best part. Through March 31st, you can enjoy one of Avila Village Inn's beautiful hot tub deluxe packages for just $99 a night, Sunday through Thursday. So, as you can see, you now really have but one decision to make. Honey, when are we leaving for Avila Village Inn? Avila Village Inn, in beautiful Avila Beach, California, or online at avilavillageinn.com.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
Get hooked. I'm hooked, I'll tell you what, on the San Luis Obispo Botanical Gardens because they are just doing wonderful things out of the Botanical Gardens, and they're so cool. My guests today are Mike Bush, who runs the place, and also Allie Seaman, who has a wonderful place called Frameworks. And it's Frameworks is right on Marsh Street, right when you get off the freeway where Marsh and Higuera and the fountain and all that are there, and it's right there. And so, and I've been to an art show at Frameworks before. So you do marvelous, wonderful things there, don't you?
Yes, we're a frame shop as well as a gallery, and so we're always open the first Friday of the month for Art After Dark, and we feature local artists.
Here's the other thing too. You should explain to people a little bit about what, you know, when people think of framing, and I mean this sincerely. They think of frame, they say, okay, it's a frame. I mean, how complicated is that? But you guys do fascinating, weird, unusual things.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you know, you, of course, are friends with the Metcalfs.
Yes.
And you frame some things for them.
Absolutely.
In a kind of a bamboo affair and all
that.
Anyway, it was just absolutely perfect for the subject. It was exactly what should have happened to it. And if you had sent Brian off to do that, we would have been, I don't know what he would have come up with.
He would have put a toilet around it.
He would put a toilet around it, exactly. He's from Pacific Coast Kitchen Meth. Anyway, so that's interesting. So we're going to have an art Echo in the Garden, and so this is going to be Art of the Reclaimed and Recycled, and it starts Friday, and tell me more about it.
Sure. This is our 8th annual Art Eco, and this year we're having it out at the garden, which is a perfect setting. The opening is this Friday from 5 to 7 for the opening reception, a chance to see all the artwork as well as meet and talk to all of the artists, and the show runs all the way through May 24th.
Now you can, that's a long time. That's pretty cool. So you're going to have, the reception is going to be, let me make sure I get this right again. The reception is at the Botanical Garden.
It is.
Okay. But you're going to have some of this on display at all?
It's all going to be at the garden.
Okay.
Yeah, this was, like I said, it's the 8th annual show. So it first started at Frameworks, and we had it there for several years. And each year as the show began to grow with the number of artists applying and the number of pieces that were accepted, we just kind of outgrew our gallery space. And so it's time to move, and the garden just is the perfect setting for us to move to.
I remember seeing it in your gallery. I remember going to it in your gallery. Now, Mike, good to see you, man.
Good to see you, Mr. Bill Benica.
How's everything doing out of the garden? You have very, very competent people that send me at least 2 emails a day about events and things that are going on.
Well, good.
I'm telling you, they're doing the job.
Make sure you're informed.
Thank you.
There's so many choices in our community. I want to keep near the top of the list.
You're right. You do. Yeah. You got tons of stuff.
But we're a grateful recipient of the outgrowth of the first 5 Art Ecos to be realized that the art has not only increased in number, but I also imagine has increased in its size, where having an outdoor venue really facilitates more types of pieces that could be made from recycled or reclaimed or natural materials. In our handsome Oak Glen Pavilion, there'll also be indoor pieces displayed as well as outside. So it's a real nice fitting and setting to put the art together in the garden.
Now, people have to understand, and here's the price range of these pieces, from under $100 to $10,000. Mm-hmm. And somebody says, well, that doesn't make any sense. You can't be using old junk and have somewhere $10,000. You cannot believe what people can imagine and put together in some of these pieces of artwork. And they are indeed art. They're in art. It's not like, you know, I've got welded junk. I mean, they're just absolutely fascinating things, and all types of mediums and everything.
Exactly. You're going to see everything from a variety of different metal work, to ceramics, to marble. There's even an artist that makes her work from bottle caps. So you name it, and it's been repurposed into a beautiful piece of artwork.
Now, do we want to mention all the different artists? Because some people may know some of them.
I just looked down
right in the middle of the stack,
there's
and there
like
was
50 of
Peggy Cotine.
Yes, we've got 28 artists participating this year, which is the most we've had.
All right, do you have the list?
I do.
All right, let's go ahead and say who's there.
So our artists that are participating in this year's 8th Annual Art Eco include Rod Baker, Elizabeth Baer, Jane Bemin, Renee Bewley, Jack Bisek, Ursula Black, Betty Byers, Emily Emanuel, Peg Grady, Matt Hedlund, George Jersich, Anne Gill Kellogg, April Kluver, Peggy Cotine, Rich Lasuski, Larry LeBrain, Maria Lowe, Mike T. McNutt, Richard Mortensen, Pandora Nash Carner, Carol Paulson, Stephen Plowman, Ron Roundy, Lena Rushing, Marianne Statler, Rick Vanini, Charles Varney, and last but not least, Mary Velasquez.
She did that so well, you know what I mean? Whenever I get
better her than me.
whenever I get a list of names, even if it's only three, there are three names that you have no idea how to pronounce. You're screwed right from the get-go. Anyway, this is fun. Let's talk a little bit about also what else is going on with the gardens, because you've got lots of stuff going on out there. You've got spring planting with the kids.
That went great.
Did that go good?
Yeah, that went really well. Good. And our Saturday at the Garden, it's sometimes difficult to get a monthly series going, but this one's been going now for some 10 or 12 years, I believe. Where we have a monthly presentation at the garden, usually on a scientifically based horticultural natural science background. And this year, I think we've averaged in January, February, and March, it's the second Saturday of the month. We call it Saturday at the Garden. And we've averaged about 50 people a month there for that one presentation. Sure. So that was last weekend. Uh-huh. And we're looking forward to coming up again in the second weekend of April. We have Earth Day at the Garden this year. Again, it's moved out to El Chorro Regional Park, and we're pleased to be one of the hosts of Earth Day, which is on the 22nd of April, on Sunday this year. And the week before that, on the Sunday the 15th, tax day, we have Blame Sally. So I imagine Ms. Pandora will be talking to you about another great group. These are women sort of our age, sort of mature women that have really started knocking the socks off some music in the West and are really coming into their own. And we're real pleased to have been able to sign a contract with them some time ago, because I don't think now we could afford them.
That's very interesting. You know, and Earth Day, I've always celebrated Earth Day by trying to stay on it. for at least that long.
Better than under it.
Yeah, better. So there's just so many things going on at the garden, and there's things to see and do, and there's things for the kids to see and do, and all that. I'm gonna go back to Allie Seaman and ask her. I couldn't do it. If I said to you, when was Frameworks? You said to me, when was Frameworks first done?
Oh yeah. When did we first start?
Let me think. Oh gosh, it's been a long time. I think I was involved in some of the commercials that your parents first did, too.
Okay. Maybe in our first location when we were down at location, Pacific Coast Center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a famous idea.
My parents started the business April 1st, 1980. So we're coming up on 22 years.
Well, I'd have to say I wouldn't guess that.
Yeah, and it's now been about 12 years that we've been in our current location, and right off of Marsh Street. So
now, this art that we're talking mm-hmm. about here, the Art Echo, is going to be out at the Botanical Garden.
Yes.
How often do you change the art in Frameworks?
In our gallery space at Frameworks, we typically have maybe 3 to 4 shows a year. And then between those shows, we feature artwork by 3 of our local house artists. So every couple months, things are changing, whether it be a group show or a solo show. And, of course, we're changing the medium as well, whether it be oil paintings, acrylics, watercolors, sculpture, jewelry, photography. We try and change that.
We still have the Friday night art thingy, right?
Yeah, Art After Dark is going strong. First Friday of every month from 6 to 9.
Now, this is going to be a kind of a weird question, because I could not ask this at all and just go on with life, but I really want to say, because the economy is affecting everybody, mm-hmm. and are you still holding your own? Is people still getting art framed and things?
We are. You know, reflecting back on how long we have been in business, for almost 22 years, we're very fortunate that we've developed a very strong, loyal customer base that continues to come to us and bring in their cherished artwork, and they trust us with the framing. Obviously, yes, we have been hit by the economy, but I'm working hard, and our whole team is working really hard, and we want to be here for the next 22 years.
Cool. And how many people are employed at Framework?
There's 3 of us.
Well, good for you. Yeah. That's really great. Anyway, you do beautiful things. I need to
Thank
say
you.
That. And so people, I'm going to, this is like an endorsement for Frameworks. I'm gonna, no, seriously, I think you really do wonderful things, and I think that people should know about you.
Yeah,
once again,
I'm
Marsh Street, right where Highgear and Marsh meet, just a few doors up on Marsh. And it's a very, as a matter of fact, it's a very nice building and a nice little gallery, too. So that's cool. What else do we want to talk about, you guys?
Let's see.
Well, I think that it's not to be concerned about the weather this weekend. I keep hearing, well, you're going to still have this opening with rain coming in? Well, the rain's coming in Friday night.
Wait a minute. When I don't know. See, you know, the weather changes here all the time. These storms that come swirling down from the north, you know, San Francisco got nailed. with a storm, and we're getting that one. Then there's another one coming down. But what the last thing I saw on the Weather Channel before I left was we had a 30% chance of rain tomorrow, a 70% chance of rain Saturday, an 80% chance of rain Sunday, and another 30% on Monday. Now, then again, those numbers change. Sometimes the rain never even shows up.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were real fortunate last year. At the reception ended at 7 o'clock, and maybe at 7:05 the first drop fell. So
cool.
I'm hoping we're going to have that luck tomorrow that it's going to be gorgeous to soak
out. Well, here's
out.
The other thing, too.
Well,
this
I get my information right from John Lindsay.
Okay, well, and if there's anybody in the whole wide world knows.
He knows weather.
He said, go ahead with the reception.
He knows you can't predict the weather at all, you know. Everybody's faking it here. Actually, you know what? I had years ago, the guy that ran the National Weather Service in Santa Maria, his name was Wilbur Shikahara, and I was involved with him with another radio station. And one time I finally said to him, I said, you know, sometimes you're not right at all. You know, I mean, it's not even close to right, yeah. You know. And I said, what's going on? And this was interesting. He said, you have the hardest place to do weather in all of California is right here in the Central Coast because you have a cold water mass that comes down from the Gulf of Alaska, goes along California, and then hits the Central Coast. But it collides with a warm thing that comes up from Mexico. So you have hot and cold water kind of out in the ocean, and then you have the mountains that we have, and then you have the ocean that we have. And he said, you have no idea. You know, it's just really, really difficult to nail the weather. Now, when you have summertime and everything's 80 degrees, you know, he said that's fine. But he said winter weather is particularly hard to, you know, figure out. So I always forgive them. I always think, though, also they should say, I think that Dave Hovde and stuff should go, when he comes on the next day and he said that, you know, we're going to have a flood and then we have sunshine, he might come on the air and say, you know, I wasn't right. Something happened there. You know? They never do. They ignore whatever was the day before. Never look back. You know, like, I understand. Anyway, but the other thing, too, is let's say this. It's going to be inside.
A lot of it will be inside.
A lot of it
will
be inside. And mm-hmm. so there's lots of parking.
Oh,
and so,
yes. Close by.
Yeah, close by. So, you know, you can run from one place to another place and you can be fine. And you'll be okay with that. So don't worry about that. The garden has grown.
Well, it has. We haven't expanded our actual. Yes, we have. We're building a fire-safe garden, mm-hmm. And we've scratched the ground for that with a small dozer and got a good start on that. And our contracts are out for review to be able to see how we can come close to making our money match our appetite. And so we're going to be continuing with that garden, and that will help connect the Oak Glen Pavilion office site gift shop with the main part of the gardens that's been there for so long. So it won't be quite the empty space walk that it was prior. So we hope to have that planted here in the next month or two. Matter of fact, the Breakfast Rotary guys are coming out the end of April to help put a bunch of plants in the ground and help us with the purchases and plants,
well, that's
too.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's very nice. If people want to make donations to the Botanical Garden and just make a donation instead of having to buy a ticket or doing anything like that, mm-hmm. what do they do?
It's real easy. Uh-huh. I want to remove all barricades and all barriers for people that want to show their appreciation. Our brand-new website has been up a week, and on that there's a button right at the top of the page that says Donate.
There you go.
And you click that button, and it takes you right to a place that allows you to choose the amount you would like to just simply give to us, or you could become a member or several other different types of things.
You know what could happen here? I don't know if there was a story in the beginning of the week. It was happening in England. And all these art galleries and zoos and all kinds of stuff were finding thousands of dollars in cash that were, you know, put under the doormat and stuff, and they don't have no idea who's doing it, and it's legitimate stuff. It's not counterfeit. And what it is, they assume, is it's somebody who is coming to the end of the road or something and just wants to get rid of their money and doesn't have a family to give it to or doesn't want to give it to their family,
spreading
one or two.
Some goodwill. Yeah.
But he wants to do goodwill things. So
let's get that guy in here.
I was going to say, you know, if there's any way we can entice that man to come to San Luis Obispo and help us all out, you know, because there's a lot of people who could use a book. Anyway.
Maybe he only needs a one-way ticket, too.
That's
right. That'd be pretty cheap.
Mike, that's very funny. That's funny. Well, you know, we're talking about the cost of things and stuff. I mentioned that one of the salesmen has a niece getting married in Kansas City. So this is really pathetically sad, in my opinion. A month ago, he called and said, how much is the round-trip ticket on Amtrak? $1,400. So now the price of gas in a month has gone up $2 a gallon, and the price of the ticket is now $3,000.
Wow.
They doubled
Amtrak?
Yeah, they doubled the price of the ticket on Amtrak because they know that people are taking the train more now because of the gas thing. And I said, well, geez, for $3,000, I'm pretty sure you could get to Kansas City and back in some kind of a rental car that's, you know, that's good in the gas mileage or something. Anyhow, so life
changed. You can changed. Buy a car, use it, and sell
actually,
it when
you
get
actually
back.
Actually, could. You know, you've got a good point there. All right. Now, let me ask you a question, Allie. Do you have a favorite artiste that you get to show?
Jeez, that's really tough.
Is that putting you in kind of a bad place?
Can I name a few?
Yeah, name a few.
And I'd probably say they're for different reasons also.
Tell me who they are and what medium they do.
Sure. Okay. I would say, gosh, to me, one of my favorite pieces is by Larry LeBrange, and it's called Century 21 Big Brother. And I like it for several reasons. One, I just like Larry. He's a great guy. He does great work. And then also he always has a great story behind his pieces. And so, you know, when you're buying a piece of artwork, you're going to love the artwork and you're going to love the guy. But this particular piece, he was given these lenses, they're searchlight lenses, years ago. Somebody gave them to him and he just kind of held on to them, not sure what he was going to do with them, just kind of kept them. And then recently he found some like emergency siren speakers kind of on the side of the road out in Los Osos, kind of ready for trash. And he collected those and he kind of put things together and then developed the sculpture that is now going to be out at Art Eco. And I just love that he was able to put those pieces together, and he's held on to this piece of artwork to have it debut out at Art Eco, which he's done for us in the past for several years. Out at he's built a beautiful piece of artwork, held on to it, and wanted to have it debut. For example, a few years back, I think it was maybe 3 or 5 years ago, he had a piece called Combat Stilettos that was made out of fused glass. Involved knives and a compact, and this beautiful piece that he debuted at Art Eco. People went crazy over it. And then just recently, it was in the Phantom Art Project show that was downtown on Higuera, and it won second place in that show.
Cool.
So it's kind of fun. You know, I always know that Larry has got his mind thinking throughout the year. It's not just, you know, last minute, oh gosh, my submission is due tomorrow. What am I going to come up with? He really thinks about his work year-round, and then develops something beautiful and holds on to it and is ready to showcase it out at Art Eco.
Now, let me ask you this question. Now, this could be kind of it's going to be for you either easy or tough. Here's what I'm doing. I sense that you have a taste for art. You understand it more. Like, I don't understand art at all. You know, it doesn't look right. It's not right to me.
Sometimes it speaks to you, and sometimes it doesn't.
That's true. And I have to admit, I'm one of these people that I've seen sculptures and stuff that should be considered ridiculous, and maybe everybody else thinks it is, but I think it looks fine, you know, so you never know. Do you have a favorite piece of artwork that's downtown?
Downtown? Gosh, ooh. Let me think about this one. You know, pieces that what I like about a piece of artwork is when it keeps me thinking. I don't get bored with it. You know, for example, in a painting, if you know, we always say, like, if your eye continues to move around the painting, it's, you know, to me, it's a sign of a good piece because you don't get bored with it.
Right.
I feel that way about a sculpture that's downtown. And, of course, I don't know the name and I don't know the artist, but it's a bronze sculpture that's on Higuera between Broad and the Pomo, kind of near West End Espresso, near that parking lot. There's a beautiful bronze sculpture out there, kind of an abstracted woman figure.
Oh, yeah. It's got a name, too. It's Sally or something.
That kind of sounds familiar.
And the impetus behind that was a statement on breast cancer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, that's funny. I would have to say that of all the artwork that went downtown as we started to do it, that had the most controversy when it came out.
Sure.
People were like, well, I'm not sure what that is, you know. It was like kind of like craziness. And yet, it's, I think people, after they've gotten used to it, they are fond of it.
Uh-huh.
And say, okay, that does tell you. That is saying something to me.
You know, communicates a message.
Yeah, but at first, boy, I'll tell you, people are like, what the heck is that? You know, and you know what's kind of funny downtown is that they, remember they did those benches that were originally out by, where they built the new, come on, Bill, talk about it. It's where the new, the alleyway was and the parking lot, you know, the thing that Copeland
Court
built
Street.
Down there, Court Street.
Okay.
Okay, and there was originally, there was benches there that looked like the mountains, that looked like
oh,
the mountains.
Yes.
Well, they didn't want them there.
Okay.
So they put them in a warehouse someplace, and I've never seen them reappear anywhere.
Sure.
So I thought, how's the artist feel about that?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay, I thought I did a good job there. And
yeah.
So I've always wondered what where they are and where they're going to
they go. Yeah.
And public what's weird to me heaven. Is that it would be, I thought it would be very appropriate for where it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know how bit jazzed I was on them, to tell you the truth. It was just kind of very different. But it was kind of whimsical, I thought, and kind of a different way to seat people down, have them just sit. And but there they went, so I never know.
Yeah.
The Cat in the Fiddle, you know, is the second one of those, because apparently, I'm not going to say a Cal Poly student, but somebody decided they wanted their room more than they wanted downtown. And so they did a second one of those. I will confess to you, there's one that I'm not very fond of at all.
Okay.
And I want to be fond of it. I keep trying. and that's that huge nib on the county government center. Have you seen it?
On which side of the county government? On Hygera or Monterey?
No, on Monterey.
Okay.
If you go on the Monterey side of the new county government center, there's this big, huge pen nib.
Okay.
And see?
Yeah.
Well, good. That
it hasn't caught my eye. Jeez, what does that say?
If it blended in then with the building, then I guess the guy did a better job than I thought. Anyway, very interesting. But here's what's going on. Art Eco in the garden, and that's, of course, at the Botanical Garden out at Cuesta. And we got to mention that they have nothing to do with this. It still costs a buck or something to park?
It starts on the 1st of April, I believe, is when the park starts charging again. So,
okay, so
we're still good for now.
We're still good for now.
Mm-hmm. That's only weekends.
Okay, March 16th through Thursday, May 24th. So it starts this Friday. They'll have the grand opening reception, and it'll go from 5 to 7 p.m. There's appetizers and wine and artists and things.
And music as well.
And music, too, yeah.
Music.
We just deck it out.
All right, it's going to be a cool event. It really is. And so I invite people to join Allie Seaman, my guest, and from Frameworks, and Mike Bush, the guy that runs the place out there, and be part of this event. I thank you guys for coming and seeing me.
It's good to see you again, Bill.
I see you too, Mike. All right, we are, I think I'll do this into our news.
Charlie Carnes. Afghanistan's president called for the U.S. to accelerate the pace of withdrawal and turn over security to Afghan forces earlier. But Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says,
in this trip, everyone I talked to absolutely agreed with the strategy that we've outlined.
He's in Afghanistan. The Taliban broke off talks, claiming the U.S. has changed its demands.
Given where we are, I think the best prospect is negotiation.
Analyst Stephen Biddle says that's because Afghan troops won't be ready anytime soon to take on the Taliban. But the Council on Foreign Relations' Max Boot says the U.S. negotiating stance has been weakened.
The Taliban don't have much incentive to negotiate.
Mixed messages from the administration, he says, make a settlement unlikely.
I would say the odds of that are very small and getting smaller as we signal that our primary imperative is to leave.
Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
Iran's been largely cut off from global commerce after being dumped from the SWIFT system in support of EU sanctions. That'll hurt, says Matthew Levitt at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
It has a significant impact on Iranians' sense of the regime and their sense of their country. These are very proud people, and legitimately so. They don't like being treated as pariahs, and I think this is going to put some more domestic pressure on the regime as well.
Republican Newt Gingrich, campaigning in Louisiana, talked about shrinking federal government so the people can do bigger things.
Our greatest deficit today is big, visionary ideas around which people can organize their lives.
He's promised aggressive energy production sufficient to bring gasoline back to $2.50 a gallon. Gasoline prices are the highest they've ever been at this time of year. President Obama today defending his energy policy.
Tell them at a high-energy rally at a community college in Maryland just outside Washington, the president said America cannot simply drill for more oil to solve energy problems. He blasted Republicans who make jokes about electric cars, biofuels, and wind and solar power.
They must have been founding members of the Flat Earth Society. They would not have believed that the world was round.
At the White House, spokesman Jay Carney says that was not a political event, it was a policy speech. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Oil today in New York closed at $105.28 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow up 57 points, the NASDAQ up 15 points. The old Colorado City Easter egg hunt has been canceled. Organizers in Colorado Springs say it's the parents. They won't behave. The rules say parents stay behind the ropes so the kids can find the eggs. Danae Jordan says she was pushed around by the big people.
The parents were, like, getting in my way, and I was, like, pushing them because I wanted to get through, but I couldn't get anything.
Way too many parents broke the rope rule. Some were downright aggressive about it, so they canceled it. This is CBS News.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Every university has a reputation, and the U.S. is fortunate to have the best in the education business, according to a new ranking in London.
A British educational weekly asked 13,000 academics around the world to rank universities by reputation. The result, 7 out of the top 10 are American. Harvard, MIT, Berkeley, Stanford, Princeton, Yale, and the California Institute of Technology. The editors claim every high school graduate in China's heard of MIT, and they say that's the kind of global reputation that can safeguard an institution's survival. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
The theory is that men are a lot like fruit flies. When your sweetheart says no thanks to sex, men, like frustrated fruit flies, turn to alcohol. Scientists say if they're right, it may lead to new medicines for fighting addictions and might help explain why so many men are gaining weight and may just suggest a very worthwhile approach to staying in shape. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Looking for a better way to grow your business?
A Regions cash core analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the Better Business Banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes. Whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
Speaking words I can't recall, and I do still believe if I believe in anything at all. Are you hearing me? And are you here? I thought I saw you walking down my yesterday. I thought I heard your voice, though I could not hear just what you say. And I am waiting, and I'm waiting here for you. I am whispering your name. I am telling to the wind your love has.
San Luis Obispo's Palm Theater is your ticket to cinema for the soul. Jim D's Palm Theater shows first-run film festival favorites for those who seek movie mastery that runs deeper than the overly hyped pedestrian fare. This marvelous intimate multiplex is known as the Slow Theater, where the prices and popcorn are the best in town. Green as a bean, the Palm is also the only solar-powered theater on the Central Coast. Across from the Palm Street parking garage, the Palm on Palm. Cinema for your soul.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing. Wine. We're the state with the most millionaires. The most nonconformists. The most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shushun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade. The Blankers News and Commentary. Talk is cheap, your friends and neighbors network, right here on 1340 KYNS. Thanks for joining me today. It's Thursday. Weather could be really poopy. But anyway, we'll see what happens. All right, now, because once again we say, the weather changes. It'll change a little. Spencer's has a new thing going on, and I want to tell you, even though it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday thing, and you say, but Bill, today's Thursday, remember it for next week, okay? Because it just started last week. I was in Spencer's last night buying everything that wasn't tied down. The bill was $100,000. Anyway, I spent a lot of money. But here's the deal. We have Spencer's on Monday. They have a special on Monday, pizza for $5. You can buy a pizza for $5. On Tuesday, they have spaghetti for two for $5, spaghetti and meatballs. On Wednesday, they have an eight-piece chicken bucket for $5, 8 pieces of chicken for $5, not $25 like the other guy from the South. And then they still have a Taco Tuesday for tacos for a bone on Tuesday, also along with the spaghetti offer. I think it's pretty amazing myself. All right, let me tell you what we got. Special things going on right now. We have Thursday, Friday special thing I want to tell you about. And here it is, right here. Today and tomorrow only. Today and tomorrow only. I probably should have gone today or tomorrow. I had a nice time. Jeff, what a nice man he was. Jeff waited on us, you know. We talked. He was just a nice man. All right, here we go. Newson Milk, $1.79, 2-day sale. Springfield beets, 99 cents. People actually eat those. Have you ever seen a person actually put one of those in their mouth? They do. Campbell's Pork and Beans, 79 cents a holler. IGA Microwave Popcorn, $1.49. They have Swanson Pot Pies, just 99 cents. What else do you got? This is Western Family Acetaminophen Caplets, or $2.99. 89 cents for Geisha Mandarin Oranges. 79 cents for Shasta Cola. Keystone Light, $14.99 for a 30-pack plus CRV. La Mexicana Salsa, $1.69. And La Tortilla Handmade Corn Tortillas, $1.49. Those things are on special today and tomorrow. Don't forget to get your briskets. You got your briskets. You got your round briskets. You got your pointy briskets. And they're all right there. Don't forget Spencer's Baja Filets or Tri-Tips, just $3.99 a pound. I was looking at them in last night. They are so... And then, here's some I bought. Sunny Roost Drumsticks, Thighs, or Leg Quarters. I bought the thighs. Value pack for 99 cents a pound, so you get 150 of them for $4. Then they have Fresh Pork Sparrows for $2.39 a pound. Indoor Farmers Market, they got every veggie and produce thing you can ever imagine. And there was something else I was going to tell you about here. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to find it again. It was too amazing. I don't want to get the price wrong because it's too important. Oh, here it is right here. Here it is right here. Campbell's has a special thing going on. Now, and so this is the deal. And so you say to yourself, like Nancy wanted some puff pastry things. And so then they said, well, you know, if you buy some other items, I think if you have to buy six items altogether, then you get a special deal. And so here's the thing. Campbell's chicken noodle or tomato soup is 29 cents. 29 cents. With a coupon. There's a coupon right here in the flyer. Campbell's chicken noodle or tomato soup, 29 cents a can. And, you know, feed it to the dog if you don't want it. Who cares? Anyway, they got great prices. They got all the Irishy stuff. They got all the Irish brews and whatnot that are popular this weekend. And they got the beer and everything that you want to have this weekend. And they have Guinness. They have Bass. They have Harp. All that. They have Jameson whiskey. They have Smirnoff vodka, which somehow doesn't fit in right, but maybe it's Irish in disguise. All right, all these things are for you at Spencer's Fresh Markets in five locations on the Central Coast, San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Arroyo Grande, and Santa Maria. All right. And now I'm going to try something. You know, I bought last night. The best sausage gravy I've ever had is not the McCormick's or any of those others. They're the best is called Williams sausage gravy, and they carry it there at Spencer's. But then I saw, this is a new one, Jimmy Dean sausage gravy. I bought a packet of that. I'll try that. All right. If you can tell, I apparently must like that kind of stuff. Our program is brought to you in part today by Swiss Dental Center and Dr. Carol Phillips, who knows how to fix up your mouth and is the leader, was the number one, is the top of the heap as far as dental implants and putting teeth back in your mouth that last forever and don't get cavities and... They're just wonderful. Mm-hmm. You can chew again. So I'd see her. All right. We have other things. Here's a commentary on the links to violence. And this is going to be interesting because it'll be interesting to see the trial of this man that killed the Afghanis. It's going to be interesting to see what comes up in that. Because the guy's done three tours in Iraq. The tour in Afghanistan, he had a head injury at one time. They said it was, you know, not bad, but we don't know. So here's the questions that are being asked. What did the supervisors know and when did they know it about his personality, I suppose? What is the relationship between multiple combat tours and violence? Well, you figure last year, 345 people killed themselves. You think there's a relationship? How is the brain injury being diagnosed and treated? Is that a question? So there's for sure. I mean, it's really what it's all about. You see? Gary Kaltz, I didn't get to finish with my Carl's Jr. thing, and that is if you don't like it, don't eat one. If you don't like how you see something advertised, just say, okay, I don't like how I see it advertised, then I'm not going to have them. I'm not going to support them or whatever. Or you know what? Just don't really pay attention to who cares. It's a hamburger. It's not some big issue. It's not some big moral issue. It's a flipping hamburger. Okay. Yeah. All right, other things going on there. Boy, we have it here. Jay and Audrey, Aurora Grande stopped the project in Pismo. You know, everybody wants to stop this project in Pismo. Los Robles Del Mar development. They say there's too many people there now and whatever. And the interesting thing is, that a lot of people that, and I've noticed this, and I'm going to say this, a lot of the people that do the most complain about new development are people that have moved here in the last 20 years or so. Because you talk to the old-timers here, and they're kind of like, they shrug their shoulders and go, well, we expect this to happen someday. We didn't know when it was going to happen, but we expect it was going to happen. And it's happened. Yeah. Right, here's the thing. They have a perspective in the Tribune today from the San Jose Mercury News, and this is judges should be subject to sunshine on their finances. There's some concern about how people are elected and da-da-da, but it doesn't fit in with this one sentence they said. The very first opening sentence says, most of the 1,700 judges in California are, in effect, elected for life. They're not allowed enough to be reelected. Anyway, the issue of trust and confidence in California's judicial system is real. A 2011 report prepared for the California Assembly Judiciary Committee cited a 2010 survey showing that 70% of both Democrats and Republicans think campaign expenditures have a significant impact on courtroom decisions. A separate survey revealed that nearly half of state court judges, 46%, believe that campaign contributions influence judicial decisions, while only 5% think they have no influence. A third survey in 2009 showed that 52% of respondents think the influence of campaign contributions on judges' rulings is a major problem. Now, this would be, I would say, what you, first off, I've always thought this. I don't think we as the citizenry should be voting for judges. I think the lawyers, the bar, should vote in judges and that kind of thing. They know these guys. They know if somebody's a schmo or somebody would be a bad judge. They've had to deal with them all the time, you know. And a judge they feel is fair and does the right thing, they support. We don't have the faintest notion, you know. Every now and then you get some big case that's, you know, in the news, and you hear how some judge, you know, is taken as the one presiding over it. But, you know, it's not something we have a day-to-day contact with. So I don't get that part. I guess they could say, now I don't know if you could say it without having to, and here's the thing the judges are really concerned about. Judges really feel that everything about them needs to be fairly protected because of the, what, you know, they do things to people. They sentence them to prison, they take children away, they do all kinds of things that, you know, are, you know, people get really mad at. And so they're really concerned about their right to privacy when it comes to the law. And I've told this story once that I was in a very bad motorcycle accident, and so I took care of a judge's house while he went to Europe for a summer because I couldn't do anything except turn on the sprinklers. I could turn on the sprinklers and sprinkle as well. But I was all of a sudden it dawned on me when I was there one night. I thought, you know, somebody could get out of prison and then want to get this judge back. So I just put on a sign. I put a little sign in the mailbox that said, he's not here. You know, he's not here, I am, I put, so people know I was there. It was really there. It was kind of weird. So I don't know. If you said you cannot take a contribution from anything that is pending before the courts, you know, and make that an absolute rule, and if it was discovered that that was violated, you know, I mean, there's I don't think the public needs to vet that. I think they can have some judicial oversight that says, okay, we're going to make sure that you haven't received a campaign contribution based on anything that's before the court, and make it a crime. And make it a crime to take money from anybody as a contribution that has a case before the court. Would that work? Wouldn't that work? I don't think so. I don't need to know what the judge's whole financial picture is. It's none of my business. Actually, you know, politicians are the same thing. I find it odd that, you know, you have to show how much money you have and why you have it. I guess it's so you don't, you know, Al Capone doesn't become the president of the United States. Someone like it. I have no idea. Somebody else has gone through this. This is, well, let me find this. This is, God. Please stop. Now, I have friends that continually circulate things about the president not being born in America as an American. I have all kinds of stuff. But then, this is what's going on somewhere with this thing. It's like, are you serious? It's gone. It's coming. It's coming. Oh, here it is right here. Arizona officials are jumping back into a persistent yet debunked controversy over President Barack Obama's birth certificate and his ability to hold office. A legislative committee on Wednesday endorsed a proposal that required presidential candidates to swear that they meet the qualifications to be the nation's chief executive. You know, like people go into court and they swear they're going to tell the truth, and obviously some people are found guilty, so maybe they didn't tell the truth. Yeah. Okay. And the Arizona Secretary of State is expected in the coming days to call for candidates to complete a new form asking eligibility questions, including whether they are natural-born U.S. citizens. Please. Please. Are you kidding? All right. I guess they're not. I guess they're serious about themselves, but I don't know why. Pressure Brown alters tax initiative. Months ago, Governor Jerry Brown won business and labor backing for an initiative that combined higher taxes on California's top income earners with a half-cent sales tax, a strategy said would share the pain of addressing the state's budget woes. But on Wednesday, by under pressure from liberal activists, the governor modified his proposal, agreeing to cut the sales tax hike in half and place a greater share of the burden on the wealthy. There we go. So the water, they had the hearing on the nasty water from the farmers, the runoff stuff. And so what they're basically saying is this is what this is how it was said. One of the people, U.S. Representative Sam Farr of Carmel, said that this is not going to work if it's done a penalistic way. He said, if this is going to work, it's going to need more carrots and less sticks. New rules require some of the larger farms that use fertilizer and pesticides and are close to bodies of polluted water to establish buffers and adopt plans to manage runoff. So we'll see how that's able to see that what they've done now with the runoff is they like they dump it in the Salinas River and the Santa Maria River. Seems like a good place for it to me. Just put no swimming and no diving. Yeah, there's a lot of places that we should dive. So I don't know what that is. All right. And then they had, I saw a brief thing on news today, on local news, of the, about a place that had an indoor swimming pool that was going to get fined like $55,000 because it didn't cover it or something. They didn't cover it? I forget what it was. It was something strange. That'll be in the news. I'll find out what it is. All right. Well, here was the thing that happened. Charlize Theron, who I just saw on TV the other day, is a mother. The actress has adopted a child. In a statement to Associated Press on Wednesday, Theron's publicist said the actress is a proud mom of a healthy baby boy named Jackson. No more details provided. The Theron is from South Africa. This is the actress' first child. 36-year-old won an Academy Award for her role as serial killer Eileen Wuornos in 2003's Monster. She was also nominated for 2005's North Country. She next stars as an evil queen in Snow White and the Huntsman. Maybe there's a huntsman involved in the whole thing. Yeah, it's Snow White and the Huntsman. George Clooney's in the news, pushing for action on Sudan, where everything's terrible. And then other things that are going on. We have this health thing we want to tell you about right here. Pap tests needed only every 3 years. Some women can wait 5 years, according to new guidelines advising against annual tests. I don't know what's involved. Can I be honest with you? I've never asked. I don't know what's involved exactly in a pap smear test, but I don't think it's real dramatic, is it? And I think that I think in some cases it's better be tested more than less. I don't know. It says mixed assessment for prostate screening. A big study of men in Europe gives mixed results about prostate cancer screening. The study finds that PSA blood tests every 4 years seem to cut the risk of death from prostate cancer, but also finds that screening makes no difference in overall mortality rates because most men die of other causes, not their prostate tumors. The result underscores a frustrating truth about this disease. Most prostate cancers grow too slowly to threaten a man's life, and there is no good way to tell which ones will. And finding cancer often leads to treatments that can cause impotence and other problems. I suppose it depends, but here's the thing: is I think older men are more apt to get prostate cancer, aren't they? And so, you know, there's a throw of the dice. Are you going to outlive your prostate cancer? Oh. Wow, that's a little weird. All right. Here was an interesting article about the Afghani thing, and it says, in reaction to Quran burning and killings, the U.S.-Afghan disconnect, the people find it a greater crime to do something against the Quran than to do something against a person. Because one is ultimately, their whole goal of life is religion, they say, and that's what it's about. To Muslims and especially Afghans, religion is much higher a concern than civilian or human casualties, they said. when something happens to the religion, they are much more sensitive and have much stronger reactions to it. Afghans are quick to recall a proverb, you give your money away for your life, but you give your life away for your religion, which I think pretty much kind of tells us what it's about.
Hey, Jer, heard about the four BMW 335i giveaways in March at Shumash Casino Resort?
Yeah, wonder how I could win one.
Well, there's one key.
One key for four cars? Why not make a few copies?
No, I mean one key to winning. It's your club Shumash card.
Oh, I get it. Because you have to play with your club Shumash card to be entered to win.
Exactly. The BMW 335i features sleek body styling, precision handling, and a luxurious burled walnut and leather interior.
Nice.
And your club Shumash card's the key to winning one.
So if you want the car,
you gotta use your card.
Come in for our four BMW 335i giveaways in March. There's a new BMW given away at 10 p.m. every Sunday, plus free play drawings from 9 p.m. to midnight. To qualify to win, simply play with your Club Shumash card.
The Club Shumash card. It's your key to winning a new BMW in March.
And lots of other great stuff, too.
Only at Shumash Casino Resort.
Remember when you believed in the tooth fairy? You'd lose a tooth, get a nickel or a dime, maybe later a quarter, a buck, a Macy's gift certificate, whatever. Point is, don't you wish you could trade any of those for an actual tooth? You get older and they go away faster than Santa, the Easter Bunny, and of course the tooth fairy, which turned out was Dad dressed in drag. Swiss Dental Center and Dr. Carol Phillips can help you believe in yourself with the confidence of new teeth. Dr. Phillips sympathizes with your fantasies but understands your realities. Opposing teeth. Without those, you're only gumming soft food. Imagine real implanted teeth that will really change your life. Your body tries to reject dentures, and all you can do is add more dental goo to try and hold them in place. It's a losing battle. Tooth implants replace the real thing naturally. Go to SwissDentalCenter.com and see how Dr. Carol Phillips can make an apple a day fun again. We may be getting older, but Swiss Dental Center can help us take a bite out of time.
With Expedia Rewards, I now earn points however I travel.
Here's your hot towel, sir.
Oh, thanks. Even if I can't always fly the same airline.
Careful, it's very hot.
Or stay at the same hotel. Because now, with Expedia Rewards, I earn points for any flight and any hotel, too.
I'm known to do a little bit of skiing.
Rewards any way I travel.
Earn points on any hotel and flight deal. Click here to learn more about this real-time offer only on Expedia.
For Bill Maher, there's a thin line between comedy and controversy. Maher used a crude obscenity to refer to Sarah Palin. A tweet during Tuesday's primaries took direct aim at the South. Quote, toothless Tuesday, too tight to tally. And Maher has taken on GOP candidate Rick Santorum, whose children are homeschooled.
He wants them locked up in the Christian madrasa that is the family living room, not out in public where they could be infected by the virus of reason.
All comedy, or does it cross a line? Republican strategist Sherry Jacobus says even for comedy, it's out of bounds.
When you're making fun of a candidate's children, you're making fun of someone's religion to the point of being just downright nasty. And when you're calling women names that no woman should be called, then you cross the line.
Republicans are holding up Maher as a counterexample to Rush Limbaugh. Limbaugh used derogatory names to refer to college law student Sandra Fluke after she spoke out in favor of women's access to birth control.
It makes you a slut, right? Makes you a prostitute.
Advertisers have since been fleeing Limbaugh's show, and in that controversy's wake, Bill Maher. The comedian recently gave a $1 million campaign contribution to the pro-Obama super PAC. Now there are calls for that money to be returned. And David Axelrod, a key player on President Obama's re-election team, has backed away from an appearance on Maher's show.
You've got him as now a clear supporter of President Obama. He gave $1 million to the super PAC that supports President Obama. And that makes him a bigger target. David Axelrod, who was supposed to be on his show, suddenly is no longer on his show because he may be a little bit too hot to handle right now from the White House.
But Maher has shown no sign of backing down, and on his March 9th show, defended free speech, even when it comes to Rush Limbaugh.
I don't like it that people are made to disappear when they say something, or people try to make them disappear when they say something you don't like. That's America. Sometimes you're made to feel uncomfortable, okay?
Good. Thank you.
Maher remains a bullseye for the right, Limbaugh for those on the left.
The clearest, closest video yet of a flight attendant's apparent meltdown.
Get out of my way!
This is cell phone video from passenger Kevin Rich, who says he then dropped his phone and helped restrain the flight attendant. But his phone kept recording Friday's incident on board American Airlines Flight 2332 on the tarmac in Dallas. The attendant's voice, chillingly clear.
This has not happened to me since 9/11, and I'm not putting up with this!
Witnesses say she spoke of union issues and made an apparent threat.
Somebody call 911. Scared as this, I'm about to kill passengers before takeoff!
Stop.
I have been finally trained by the FAA.
Stop. Rich, the passenger who filmed the incident, says this about how passengers responded.
For anyone sitting in first class, there was a lot of empathy for her. It was obvious from her demeanor, the verbiage she used, and just her actions as a whole that, you know, there was never really a concern with us sitting there that there was something bigger or a terrorist plot or anything like that. It's just obvious that she had issues.
Rich and another passenger say they overheard the flight attendant say she was bipolar and had not taken her medication. Contacted by CNN, an American Airlines spokesman would not comment on that, referred us back to a statement they'd previously issued, saying they're investigating. I watched the video with Sarah Nelson of the Association of Flight Attendants, the largest attendance union. It's not the union for Americans, but has been in contact with that airline over this incident.
If she was bipolar, some might argue that even if she was taking her medication, she should not be in that particular job. What do you say to that?
Here's a 23-year employee, hundreds of thousands of flight attendants performing their job flawlessly throughout the industry. I think we need to take a science-based approach to that and determine whether or not we should be setting policy based on one incredibly rare instance.
In fact, experts on employment law say, as a general rule, federal law allows her to have that job as long as she takes her medication. While Rich was filming the incident up close, other passengers were calling 911. The calls capture the understandable confusion between those witnesses and dispatchers.
Okay, you're a flight attendant?
Somebody go help. Go help restrain her. Restrain her.
Okay, sir? Okay, hello, sir?
It looks like they're physically restraining a flight attendant.
Sarah Nelson gives the passengers and crew high marks for their response. She says flight attendants before every flight go over which member of their team is best equipped to handle a crisis in the cabin, and they place themselves accordingly. But of course, they were not likely ready for one of their own to do something like this. Wolf, we contacted American Airlines for comment on all of this. They will not comment on this yet. They say they're still investigating.
Brian, you've also picked up other details on how the attendant was behaving from that passenger, didn't you?
That's right. Kevin Rich, who recorded the cell phone video and helped restrain this woman, says before she was restrained, she tried to open doors and get off the plane. He told me that at one point she called the people who were restraining her, SEAL Team 6, and yelled at them to back off. So she was going through quite an upheaval there on that plane that day.
I'd say so. It's not like enough people to me. You're a Bill. This is Talk is Cheap, your Friends and Neighbors Network right here, and Bill's News and Commentary. I'm throwing that in now. And I'm commenting on the news. They had a little flasher thing on the bottom of the screen that said the Washington Monument could be sinking. That's all it said. I don't know how fast. So if you're going to visit the top of the Washington Monument, is it open yet? I don't think so. If you're going to visit the top of the Washington Monument, just know that suddenly it could go and you're gone. That's it. Down and go. Kind of like an elevator, but you don't get to get out. You're one of those things. Other things are going on in our world. Other mad. I played two things back to back because they were both important. All right, let's see what else is going on I want to tell you about, because there's stuff today. There's stuff, and more stuff in our news. And I had another thing. What was the other thing that popped up? Oh, I know. Where's this story right here? Bolger. What's his name? Bolger's girlfriend pled guilty. Longtime girlfriend and former... it says that right here. Longtime girlfriend and former mob boss James Whitey Bolger pleaded guilty to charges she helped Bolger evade capture during the 16 years on the run. In a deal with prosecutors, Catherine Grieg pleaded guilty to charges of conspiracy to harbor a fugitive, identity fraud, and conspiracy to commit identity fraud. Bolger, who was captured with Grieg last year in Santa Monica, had pleaded not guilty to charges of participating in 19 murders. Grieg's plea agreement doesn't require her to testify against Bolger. Sentencing is set for June 12th. All right, there it is right there. And then here you got Rod Blagojevich, who's just out there signing autographs and having the time of his life today, as he tomorrow has to report for prison for 14 years. I don't think he gets prison. I don't think he understands about where he's about to go. He said some of these things. Well, my faith in things has sometimes been challenged. I still believe this is America. This is a country that is governed by the rule of law, that the truth ultimately will prevail. And it did. Jailhouse Rock is no longer my favorite song. This is the hardest thing I've ever had to do, and they don't call it courage if you're not scared. Fine. Then there's this finding that's kind of fascinating. Virginia Tech negligent in a 2007 shooting, the jury says. A jury found Virginia Tech negligent Wednesday for waiting to warn students about a gunman during a 2007 campus massacre that left 33 dead. Jurors deliberated for 3.5 hours before siding with the parents of two students who were killed on April 16, 2007, the most deadly mass shooting in modern U.S. history. The wrongful deaths, a civil lawsuit argued that the lives could have been spared if school officials had moved more quickly to alert the campus after the first two victims were shot in a dorm. Massacre ended later in the morning when the deaths of 31 people, including the gunman, at a classroom building. State was the lone defendant. Jury awarded $4 million each to the families, and that's where that went. So somehow, and they've learned this. I mean, they did learn from it. Universities now have a kind of early warning system. If something's wrong, one part of the campus, everybody else is informed. We don't want to, that's an unhappy story. I'm not reading that one. I'm not reading that. I'll read any of those. I can read whatever I want. Hey, I can share with you anything I want to share with you. CalPERS forecast raises state costs. Fund expects lower investment return. Asks school districts others to contribute more. There's an idea. Yeah, you know, our investments aren't doing that good. So what we want you to do is give us more money. Get out of it. Then, because of what's happening in the California Valley, you had to know this was happening. This is over in Fresno County. Projects, 29 projects covering 11,000 acres are in the works in Fresno County. These are solar projects. So you have this farmland versus solar land, and new regulations in Fresno County aim to balance food supply and energy production. We have to have, I think the food supply is always the most important. I just think that. Don't you think that? You know, I think it's really important, that thing there. That's what I'm looking at. Now, here's a weird, you know, I don't know how to react to this. I have to really tell you, I don't know what was in the man's mind, so I don't know. An Iraqi war veteran injured and died in the murders of six people in Orange County, including four homeless men, told a police detective after his arrest that he joined the Marine Corps because he needed to kill, according to court documents obtained by the Orange County Register. This guy, Ocampo, said he was disappointed when he did not see any combat during a six-month tour of duty in Iraq, where he became a truck driver instead of a killer, according to a transcript. He felt, in order to become a real Marine, he needed to kill, Detective Darren Wyatt told the grand jury. Wyatt took Ocampo's confession, a few hours after he was arrested following the stabbing death January 13th of the fourth homeless man. So, here's what I'm saying to you. This could be so, and it could be, maybe that's where his brain's at, or it makes a pretty good defense, actually, when you think about it. Now, here's a weird story right here. A former New Jersey construction worker must split more than $20 million in lottery winnings with his co-workers, you know, and we're going to find out in 30 seconds what that's about.
The Priceline negotiator went down in that fiery bus crash.
Yes, I was. We lost a beautiful man that day. But we gain the knowledge that Priceline has thousands and thousands of hotels on sale every day, so I can choose the perfect one for me without bidding.
Is it hard for you to think back to that day?
Oh, my. Some has an infinity pool. I love those. They just... and then drop off. Kind of like the negotiator.
The winner is... a guy named America Lopez. A jury found him guilty of cheating his colleagues out of their rightful share of the office lottery pool. He was the guy in the office who would collect the cash and then go buy the tickets, lottery tickets.
Through a translator, the construction workers have been telling the judge and jury they used to give Lopez $2 each to buy group lottery tickets. In November of 2009, Lopez left the job, everyone thought, because he hurt his foot. Turns out he had a winning ticket for a $77 million Mega Millions jackpot.
Did America Lopes tell you that he was actually leaving work because of the lottery?
Lopez claims the winning ticket was a separate one he bought for himself, not one of the shared tickets.
At the heart of the case is a lottery drawing that occurred back in November of 2009, and whether or not our clients were part of the pool that played in the lottery.
He claimed the winning ticket, of course, was only his own, purchased with his own money, not part of the pool tickets. And the judge disagreed with him and gave his five co-workers $4 million apiece.
These are not millionaires. I mean, this guy is not a millionaire. Why wasn't $4 million enough? Why couldn't you just say, you know what, we hit the lottery? I think I'm going to take $4 million.
I don't know, given $24 million or $4
million. I've been holding $24 million, yeah, but I've never held $4 million. So, you know, why is that good?
He wanted to do what everybody else has done, is go to Wall Street, make a lot of money, and then he was on the way to do it. And that was it.
I think it was a brilliant plan, but karma will always get you, and
yeah.
Karma got him in the end.
When he showed up to quit in a Lamborghini, it might have raised some suspicion.
That's exactly what happened. When he showed up to quit, everyone's like, that's interesting.
Here's what's interesting.
This is the first time.
Leave me alone. Would you? Hey, be quiet. Here's what's interesting to me. Is there no law broken when you do that? If you defraud other people and then you take the court's time and all that kind of stuff, and then you obviously have perjured yourself in the court by lying, Does he just lose part of the money and that's it? I don't know. Maybe we need to go ahead and vote the judges in. My other idea appears to be bogus at this one. I don't know what's going on. All right, here's the thing right here. Cal Poly fell to Washington despite San Diego's 28-point effort. Mustangs NIT trip ends in the 97-1 loss to Huskies. Poly season over at 17-15. But they tried and tried and tried and tried. And they, you know, it was a good season for them, and it was exciting. And people just loved to see what they were doing. The women's team was just absolutely fab. And that's the way it was. I'm trying to tell you that this is too far away for me to see, but I found it. Mustangers, okay. And then Detroit, this is, you know, you think about your wages, you know, you get your check, you know, at the end of the week or whatever, and you look at your check and you go, oh. Detroit gives a mega deal to Megatron. Lions receiver gets biggest deal in NFL history. Calvin Johnson got the biggest contract in NFL history Wednesday, and he wasn't even a free agent. The All-Pro wide receiver's eighth-year deal through the 2019 season is worth $132 million, with $60 million guaranteed, surpassing $120 million with $50 million guaranteed being paid to Arizona's Larry Fitzgerald. Yep. I could catch a football with the best of them when I was young. I didn't know I should pursue it to the Millionaires Club. I had no idea. I blew it. Yeah, I blew that one. That's my own fault. I could catch a football. That's pretty good. That's fast. But apparently, my brain wasn't fast. That's the problem right there. Okay, I'm trying to understand the story fully because I'm in a different situation. But anyway, HD expansion spurred Charter's channel change. Here are the golf channels. There was two golf channels that were changed, and they were put in the from the channels like 67, 68 to 412, 411, and 412. And I guess those channels came with your basic subscription, I guess. But now in order to get them on 412, 411, you'd have to have a box. And so Charter is basically saying, well, it's going to cost you $5 for the box. I know there's this many golf fanatics on the Central Coast. But anyway, so there's a big thing here. Bill Moore and Murtacom about the whole thing. And he's saying what they should have done for PR is give everybody the box. Instead of charging $5, just give everybody the box so they can watch their golf. Now, the reason they changed it was because you have a better you can fit more HD channels on the same bandwidth than you can the regular thing. What the golf enthusiasts are saying right now is the Charter has committed a double bogey.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for. In good times.
I don't need for sure. Friends are for. And we'll be friends again tomorrow. We have Karen Vealy coming in right at noon 06. And then perhaps Jim D. And we'll have a movie review because there's a brand new movie coming to Palm Theater tomorrow. And we'll see how tomorrow goes. And then we'll have you and me and rain, I understand. So it's going to be quite the day. Let's get together at noon, shall we? Until then, may all your trails be happy ones. And don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.